Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A Texas grand jury on Thursday said right-wing radio host Alex Jones should pay the parents of a child killed in the 2012 Sandy Hook massacre at least $4.1 million for falsely claiming the shooting was a hoax. Looks like all Democrats are in for more spending and printing more money, as the massive inflation reduction bill will be completely on the Democrats. Senate Majority Leader Democrat Chuck Schumer says the voting will begin Saturday after Arizona Senator Kyrsten Sinema is reported to be on board. A suspect pulled out a handgun and fired three shots into a Nike store at the Mall of America in Minnesota. Thursday's incident near closing time happened after an altercation between two groups of people. No one was injured. The mall was shut down, but will reopen this morning as scheduled. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. USA Radio News.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
The NASA Space Agency is calling it humanity's return to the moon. The Artemis 1 moon launch will take place August 29th. With her popularity in Wyoming waning, Republican Liz Cheney is calling out the big guns. Daddy.
Former Vice President Dick Cheney has slammed Donald Trump and labeled him a, quote, coward in a new campaign ad for his daughter, Representative Liz Cheney.
In our nation's 246-year history, there has never been an individual who was a greater threat to our republic than Donald Trump. He tried to steal the last election using lies and violence to keep himself in power after the voters had rejected him. He is a coward. A real man wouldn't lie to his supporters.
Liz Cheney is running in the Republican primary for Wyoming's at-large congressional district on August 16th. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
All Democrat lawmakers look like they're going to support the Inflation Reduction Act during a recession. With zero Republican support, the Democrats are hoping you won't notice the army of IRS agents and higher taxes for everybody. Iowa Republican Representative Ashley Hinson calls out the Democrat elitists.
Well, Iowans can see right through President Biden and Speaker Pelosi's lies about this bill. The title is completely misleading. It does not reduce inflation. In fact, through 2024, it will actually drive it upwards. I think we all learned our lesson when the Democrats last year were touting their $1.9 trillion spending bill, saying it was going to help the American economy, when instead Republicans were raising alarms that it would contribute to inflation. And that's exactly what we've seen. So raising taxes and spending more money during a recession is not a good idea. In fact, it just places more of a burden on Iowa working families and American working families. And that's exactly what this bill does. It targets them. It supercharges the IRS. It targets our manufacturers and our small businesses with higher taxes. I don't know what kind of rock the White House is living under or Speaker Pelosi is living under, but I can tell you the stories that I hear from my constituents, and inflation is hurting them. That pinch at the pump, the pinch at the grocery store, they feel it every single day, and that's why they're going to come out and turn out in record numbers and vote for Republicans in November.
Four people were sent to the hospital after being struck by lightning near the White House in Washington, D.C. overnight. The incident took place at Lafayette Square. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
If your refrigerator, your washer, your dryer, or any other major appliance in your home breaks right now, do you have an extra $1,000 laying around to fix it or buy a new one? And hey, that's on the low end. Wouldn't you rather spend a dollar a day and make sure all the major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced? Then call the Home Service Club right now for a free quote and a free month. Trust us, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You could spend a dollar a day and have the peace of mind and the coverage for all your major appliances. Or you could be prepared to shell out thousands of dollars or more without protection. So call right now and get a free quote and a free month. Call right now.
800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. That's 800-238-9153.
Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's growing.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. We've got DeRoy Murdoch, the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. DeRoy, how you doing?
Great, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. But, you know, here we are. We're watching our elected officials defying all laws of gravity, recession, inflation. Manchin and Schumer, the geniuses that they are, have somehow you know, come up with a way to add to the problem, really not solve anything, but just make it worse with this tax and spend agreement they came up with.
Yeah, this is ugly stuff. Well, let's start with the title, which is the Inflation Reduction Act, and it should be called the Inflation Growth Act. I mean, anybody who's taken 2 or 3 days of economics knows if you want to fight inflation, you don't do it by spending more money. You want to reduce spending, and this thing increases spending by something along the lines of $400 billion or so. I'm not sure we have a final bill text yet, so it's all based on outlines and so on. But it includes $369 billion on energy and anti-global climate, global warming efforts, $300 billion in green loan guarantees. It includes a wonderful $80 billion or so to double the number of IRS agents by about 87,000. I think it's more than
that. Got to have those.
You got them. If you're just going after billionaires and millionaires, you don't need 87,000. You have that many. When you double the size of the IRS, that tells me they're coming after you, they're coming after me, they're coming after the folks listening to us on their radios and stereos right now. And there's $60 billion for environmental justice, whatever that is. I guess that's some kind of social justice tied in with global warming or something like this. $1.5 billion to plant trees. I mean, this is another one of these gigantic sort of Santa's bags full of all kinds of stuff the lefties want. And the guy who's making it possible is none other than Joe Manchin, the supposed moderate guy from West Virginia. He's just jumped in bed at the left and is making life easy for them. And let's hope that either Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona or one or two others like Mark Kelly or Maggie Hassan, who face the voters in November, look at this and think, you know, I don't want to run for re-election while having delivered several hundred billion dollars worth of tax increases, which, according to the Joint Committee on Taxation, after a few years will start to increase the taxes of people making as few as $10,000 a year. So this isn't just, you know, multi-billionaires, you know, Mark Zuckerman and Elon Musk seeing their taxes go up. These tax increases are going to go all the way down the income ladder. And the last thing we need right now is tax hikes on top of spending increases, on top of new regulations, which is the brilliant Democrat answer to our economic woes today.
Well, the precarious situation that we, the people, continue to find ourselves in is that we end up relying on politicians that'll sell their souls. And this is what Joe Manchin did. Initially, he was holding on to principle, and hope upon hope, he said, okay, maybe he's our Obi-Wan Kenobi, but he turns out to being our Obi-No-Kenobi. And that Schumer put enough money on the table for him to incentivize, and here it is, the kings and queens of, you know, quid pro quo come through once again at the expense of we the people.
Yeah, we've got Obi-No-Kenobi, and then I guess you've got Chuck Schumer as Darth Vader, and then you've got Joe Biden inside of the Death Star, and that's what you're dealing with here. And you'd think somewhere somebody would say, you know, this is just not the right recipe in general, but for right now we have inflation at 9.1%, the highest we've seen since the days of Ronald Reagan, when he was cleaning up the mess after Jimmy Carter. You think somebody'd say, you know, we really have to tap the brakes on spending, and their answer is no, let's step on the gas in terms of spending. I mean, I don't know anybody, any school of economics that indicates that that's the right thing to do. It's just astonishing. It's like saying, well, I'm going to fight my alcoholism by ordering one more round for the entire bar. It's bonkers, absolute bonkers.
Only the Democrats can do this. You're there, you know, being in New York and that. Have you seen that billboard that was put up by the Job Creators Network of Joe Biden? Have you seen this?
I've not seen this.
Okay, it says, it's picture Joe Biden, you know, kind of that side profile that's on our gas tanks, you know, that said, I did that,
sure.
You know,
I did.
Kind of, right? That picture. But it says, read my lips, no new recession, it's the economy, stupid.
Well, you know, Bill, we're not in recession. The definition of recession clearly is not two quarters of negative economic
growth.
This has been the definition of recession going all the way back to Paul Samuelson's basic economics book, which is Econ 101, which is what you get in college if you study economics. That book has been in publication since 1948. So am I adding up correctly? Is it 74 years that book has been saying the recession is two consecutive quarters of negative economic growth. And now the White House says, no, it's not that. It's something else. So rather than face the problem and try to solve it, they just say, well, let's just give it another name. Or let's just say, nope, that doesn't fit that definition.
Yeah, it's a technical recession, like being technically pregnant.
Yeah,
everything's technical anymore, right?
Yeah. You're not pregnant. You're just technically pregnant. Exactly right. So, you know, these people, they're playing, rather than actually giving us a solid, useful, effective public policy, they're just engaging in word games. I mean, it's just semantics rather than solutions. It's very
What an insult to the American people, DeRoy. I mean, to make that kind of statement, the people have known long before these, you know, highly degreed, you know, Harvard graduates and econ professors have been talking about it. They knew. I mean, every man on the street said we were in recession over a month ago because they see it at the gas pump. They see it at the grocery store. They see what's going on. And then also the forecast. I mean, when you start reading that we're having meat plants that are burnt down and, you know, food, you know, distribution centers that are being burnt, and oh yeah, we got problems with Ukraine and wheat, everything. I mean, this does not bode well.
No, it doesn't. You know, we have so many things going wrong. Inflation, of course. We've got a different category of crime. Crime doesn't have economic repercussions. When people see crime going up, they're likely to stay home and not go out to dinner, not go out to the movies, whatever it might be. And then we've got a tremendous drought strike pretty much going across the whole country. As you mentioned, we've got this bizarre situation with meatpacking plants suddenly going up in smoke. I believe there's there'll be a fertilizer shortage coming because a lot of fertilizer,
exactly,
inconveniently enough, comes out of Russia. So yeah, we have a lot of things going wrong at the same time. And what we don't have right coming out of Washington, D.C., is any kind of sensible public policy approach. I mean, they see all of these sort of headwinds coming at us, and the response is to turn on a fan blowing in our faces even harder.
Right, exactly. And then when you see what's happening overseas with all these other countries, I mean, we're going, oh, well, they're stupid. You know, we're just so much smarter. We can do it better. You know, it's like, wait a minute. They've already tried it. They've been there, done it, bought the T-shirt. They put people in pain. They're eating out of the back of garbage trucks. And somehow you think you're going to avoid that? I mean, this is running the government based on theory. And this is very dangerous.
Well, that's correct. And the the sort of approach from the left is that, communism didn't fail. It just hasn't been tried yet. So let's give it a shot here. See if we can make it work in American context. Look, everywhere these ideas have been tried, they've been a disaster, in some cases a deadly disaster.
Exactly.
And this whole idea of putting all of our faith and our energies into having the government rescue us, you know, at best, at least to poverty, at worst, at least to genocide. And the sooner we jump off the socialism train and let that train run off over a cliff, never to return again, the better off we'll all be.
When you talk about the human carnage, I know some people think, oh, well, you know, it's just Roy and Bill being a little hyperbolic. No, we're talking, you know, in the name of communism, over 100 million people dying. This is what's coming to a theater near you, ladies and gentlemen, full force, and they are not doing anything to impede this fast-moving, destructive train that's coming at us. We've got to go to a quick break. We've got more from DeRoy. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Anybody here looking for revival?
18 minutes after the top of the hour. Roy Murdoch is with us, the Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online, founding member of Project 21 Black Leadership. DeRoy, real quick here, George Soros's Wall Street Journal piece. Of course, you would expect him to defend his support of far-left prosecutors, but boy, what a case to make when you've got such solid evidence that says this is, you know, so dumb-witted.
I was stunned by this article that was in the Wall Street Journal, I believe, on Monday. And he goes through all of his reasons for why he supported these far-left soft-on-crime prosecutors across the country. And at the end he says, quote, judging by the results, the public likes what it's hearing. Astonishing. Maybe somebody should wake up George Soros and say, by the way, your friend Chesa Boudin, who you supported out in San Francisco as DA, well, he lost his recall. And your pal George Gascon in Los Angeles, signatures qualified, and he's going to face a recall in December, and there's a good chance he'll get booted. Then we've got Kim Fox in Chicago, under tremendous criticism. Same with Larry Krasner in Philadelphia. And here in Manhattan, we've got a man named Alvin Bragg, who's the prosecutor for Manhattan. And he's, again, soft on crime. There's an awful case of this 16-year-old thug who was arrested for robbery a couple of weeks ago, set free. He then went and attacked two police officers on the subway up at 125th Street in Harlem. And he's on video just pounding the hell out of him, just beating those cops up. And he was arrested. He was back on the street 24 hours later. And so the idea here is, you know, our criminal justice system is racist. It's based originally on slavery. It's part of America's original sin, et cetera, et cetera. Therefore, anybody who's caught up in it is a victim of white supremacy and must be set back on the streets with all deliberate speed. This is the idea. George Soros has funded people who believe this. This is a huge part of the reason why we have this enormous uptick in this surge in crime across the country. George Soros and his billions of dollars have paid for this. And his response is to write in the Wall Street Journal that Americans love it. Americans don't love it. Americans are sick and tired of this. And
exactly.
I'm not sure what George Soros is smoking, but he ought to put it down and maybe put a cold compress on his forehead, try to think some clear thoughts.
Well, maybe you ought to go to these communities that have been pillaged by this. I mean, they are the ones that are taking the brunt of all this. And after everything is all said and done, as you broke this down, DeRoy, has there been any victory whatsoever out of all this money that he invested with these liberal prosecutors? Can you give me one positive benefit that we can draw from this?
I can't draw any positive benefit from what he's done. I know that President Trump signed something called the First Step Act, which was criminal justice reform for nonviolent offenders in prison who might have gone in for selling some grass or what have you. A number of those folks were set free under President Donald J. Trump towards the end of his term. And it seems like a lot of them have gone back to their communities and, you know, gotten back on the path of righteousness, et cetera. Mm. So hallelujah for that. But this no-cash bail business isn't about people who are nonviolent. This includes people, again, who are arrested for robbery, arrested for assault. This guy in New York City, he's on video. You can watch him just beating the hell out of a couple of cops that wasn't, you know, giving him the finger or mouthing off. So violent, very violent. And these guys are let back on the street, and some of them turn around and commit more robberies, more assaults, more beatings, in some cases, homicides.
Yeah.
So this is a totally different situation, what President Trump did as a result of a lot of very big bipartisan support for the First Step Act. So I can't point to any benefit of what George Soros has done. I think quite the opposite. I think he is a radical Marxist who believes the more, as Lenin said, the worse the better, the more chaos you have in this country, the closer we'll get to a revolutionary type situation. And he's got the money to put in these far left soft on crime DAs to let people back on the streets and stir more chaos. I don't think this is a bug. This is a feature.
Mm-hmm. I want to address your op-ed that you did at Newsmax, bringing light and reason to counter the January 6th committee narrative, and that is that Trump's pre-January 6th actions clearly demolished the Dems' coup fantasy, doesn't it?
No, absolutely. You know, we've heard from the January 6th committee that Donald J. Trump engineered some sort of a coup d'etat. He wanted to send his supporters in to shut down the counting of the Electoral College ballots and somehow overthrow Congress. I'm not really sure how you would do that, but that's what they want us to believe. And I tell you, the one bit of evidence that completely demolishes that entire pipe dream these people have is just taking a look at what he did before January 6th, which was he approved and authorized the deployment of 20,000 National Guard troops to be on the streets in Washington, D.C. on January 6th. And if he wanted to have some sort of an overthrow of the government, you'd think he'd want as few troops out there as possible so they wouldn't interfere. And instead, he said, great, let's put 20,000 troops on the street to keep things calm since he knew things might get out of control. You know, the opposite would be like if you and I decided we want to steal the Hope Diamond from the Smithsonian, and right before we broke in, we called the D.C. cops and said, hey, you might want to put some squad cars around the Smithsonian Museum of Natural History. That makes no sense. It's totally illogical. So what happened was that President Trump approved these, authorized the deployment of these troops, and then Nancy Pelosi, Democrat House Speaker, and Muriel Bowser, the Democrat Mayor of Washington, D.C., basically said, we're not interested in the National Guard, stand down, go away. And because the National Guard can't roll out on the streets unless they've been requested by the local authorities, they basically had to stay in their barracks. And you saw what happened. Total chaos, total mayhem.
Exactly.
If what President Trump approved had happened, people would have protested, people would have spoken out, people would have waved picket signs, et cetera. They then would have gone home, and the entire January 6th episode that we're still hearing about wouldn't have happened. The people who basically took away the protection to keep the streets safe were Nancy Pelosi, Democrat, and Muriel Bowser, Democrat, Mayor of Washington, D.C. And the January 6th committee is paying that no attention. They're not talking about that. They don't want the American people to know that, because if that gets out, their entire idea of Trump trying to overthrow the country is overthrow the government absolutely falls apart. And they can't have that, so they're covering all this up.
Well, help me understand this, DeRoy. I mean, they spent 4 years canceling the president's voice, trying to do everything they could to shut him up. Okay, so he goes on January the 6th, he gives a speech, tells everybody to peacefully protest, and so things get out of hand. We're not even looking at all about the police force, the illegal use of force by the Capitol Police, which was egregious. I mean, you see the footage there, and there are experts that address this point that, point out how illegal. I mean, Stan Keppert, who's a police use of force expert, said that, this is indictable. This is criminal, what the Capitol Police did. Nope, don't want to talk about that. But anyway, the other deal, the main point I'm trying to make here, is relevant to Donald Trump's voice. He's been canceled, the whole deal, and now they're complaining that Donald Trump didn't say enough in the midst of all this, so-called rioting that was taking place. So, I mean, it seems incongruous. I mean, either you want his voice or you don't want his voice.
Well, you can count on the Democrats and the left for situation ethics. It all depends on the situation, so that shouldn't be too surprising. I do think that President Trump should have gone on the air right as the Capitol windows were being broken and the doors were being kicked in and said, look, you don't stand for me. I don't want this. Go home, turn around, get out of the Capitol. He didn't do that. I think he could have done that sooner. He did send out some Twitter messages saying, be peaceful and respect the cops. I think he could have done more. But the argument that he could have done more after it started is a different argument from saying that he plotted the whole thing all along from the beginning.
Exactly.
The Democrats want to believe. And as I pointed out, he tried to keep it peaceful, and they're the ones who took away the National Guard. If the National Guard had been there surrounding the Capitol, people would have seen these young folks, young men and women in uniform with weapons, and would have said, okay, let's just stay right here and not go any further. And the Capitol would have been untouched, and none of this would have happened. So I think that Pelosi and Muriel Bowser have to take a good chunk of the responsibility for interfering with Trump's efforts to keep things peaceful. And now, even worse than fessing up to what they did, they try to cover it up and blame it all on him. And that's shameful and disgusting.
Yeah. Well, it's rather convenient. I mean, they planned this narrative. This wasn't by accident. They orchestrated a narrative. And unfortunately, the followers of Trump and this massive humanity that were there on January 6th, really gave them a gift and played into their hands is what we're seeing. DeRoy Murdoch, he's the Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. DeRoy, as always, appreciate your insight and perspective. Thank you, sir. Take care.
Okay, Bill, thanks very much. We'll talk soon. Bye now.
This is sponsored by IBM. Data breaches hurt more than just the companies they target. Consumers ultimately pay the price, with higher expenses in addition to the risk of having their sensitive information exposed. According to IBM's annual cost of a data breach report, 60% of businesses raised prices following a data breach, which cost companies $4.35 million per incident on average. Organizations who fully deployed security AI and automation incurred over $3 million less in breach costs than those who hadn't. Charles Henderson, Global Managing Partner and Head of X-Force at IBM.
Businesses need to put their security efforts on offense to find and fight attackers as fast as possible. They need to approach their own environment like an attacker and focus on finding criminals already in their environment before disruption or theft happens. The right strategies, coupled with the right technologies, can make all the difference when it comes to reducing cost and impact of a breach.
To learn more, visit IBM.com/security.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A Texas grand jury on Thursday said right-wing radio host Alex Jones should pay the parents of a child killed in the 2012 Sandy Hook massacre at least $4.1 million for falsely claiming the shooting was a hoax. Looks like all Democrats are in for more spending and printing more money, as the massive inflation reduction bill will be completely on the Democrats. Senate Majority Leader Democrat Chuck Schumer says the voting will begin Saturday after Arizona Senator Kyrsten Sinema is reported to be on board. A suspect pulled out a handgun and fired three shots into a Nike store at the Mall of America in Minnesota. Thursday's incident near closing time happened after an altercation between two groups of people. No one was injured. The mall was shut down, but will reopen this morning as scheduled. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. USA Radio News.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
America, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. Time for Dr. John Zemarek. Yes, the senior editor at Stream.org. John, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good, thanks. How you doing, Bill?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I guess you're pinch hitting for Al Parada, who's on vacation, and hopefully he left you some, you know, specially roasted brew, you know, because you're taking over the brew segment, you know, and I know that Al's such a giver that he probably didn't leave you any of the cheap stuff, did he?
No. I'm drinking my favorite coffee, which is Death Wish Coffee. It is the best coffee I've had. Mike Lindell is offering a coffee, but he has not yet put it in Keurig pods for us ladies.
Oh, okay. All right. Yes. Yeah, I he brags about it. He says it's the best coffee ever, he says. So
we'll see. He can put it in Keurig pods so that some of us can find out.
I'm with you. I'm with you on that. When that happens, both you and I will partake, no doubt about it. But anyway, go ahead.
I've been writing up a storm over at Stream.org. I've got a piece on Nancy Pelosi's visit to Taiwan, which I compare to when Archduke Franz Ferdinand insisted on visiting Bosnia in spring of 1914. He knew it was dangerous. He knew there were people there who wanted to shoot him, but he wanted to make a political point. So he went there, and he got shot, and it started World War One.
Right.
That's the level of brinksmanship and insanity that Nancy Pelosi is indulging in by visiting Taiwan at a time like this. Because right now, America is weak. Mm-hmm. We have hollowed out our military by throwing out patriots who wouldn't take the dead baby vaccine. We're filling the military with trannies and affirmative action rejects and people who can't pass physical fitness tests. The military is purging itself of supposed extremists, which according to leaked Pentagon training materials include conservative Protestants and Catholics are extremists who should be purged from the military. So what we have is a woke army with a lot of losers in there, commanded by woke, obedient leftist tools like Mark Milley. And we're going to confront China, which has been rearming faster than Hitler rearmed in the 30s.
Right.
And we're going to confront them over, they regard Taiwan as important as, imagine Mexico wanted to take Texas back. We would not take that well. That's how the Chinese feel about Taiwan. Whereas we don't consider it a central interest. So that is a recipe for a catastrophic failed war, which, by the way, and this is the most important thing, it would end up killing most of the 23 million people in Taiwan we're trying to save.
Exactly.
So in my piece at the stream, I say we should do a trade. Taiwan for the Taiwanese. We'll let we're not going to stop the Chinese from taking the land, but we'll take as many of the Taiwanese people as want to come to America. We should accept them all, cut those numbers off our other immigration totals. Instead of taking high school dropouts who snuck in illegally through Latin America, let's take computer executives and entrepreneurs from Taiwan who hate communism and love freedom.
Yes, and all that manufacturing of the chips and other technology that they've been able to perfect, why not? It seems to me like that would be a smart trade. But I, like you, John, I was very concerned because anything could have happened. As she was flying in the air, there were over 300,000 sightings and people, you know, checking on airplanes that were flying, you know, toward Taiwan. I mean, this was a scary situation that could have gone bad. Add real quick, and then as you painted out the scenario of the United States against China, let's not forget in the back door all the billions of dollars that we've been investing in Ukraine. So what's left in the cupboard?
Let's go to war with Russia and China at the same time while we have open borders and we've tripled the price of gas and we're printing money like the Weimar Republic and we're appointing lunatic trannies to the cabinet and the FBI is investigating Republican candidates for their text messages about January 6th. We are increasingly resembling some collapsing third world country like Cuba under Batista.
Yeah. Well, this is what happens when you take your eyes off the ball like this. And the one thing that you didn't talk about is that going to war, you know, with Russia and China, with Joe Biden as your commander in chief.
Well, right. I call him the former Joe Biden.
Good call. Good call. Yeah.
or the secret Kennedy formerly known as Joe Biden.
I was going to the character once known as. Yeah, right. Exactly. like the Prince sign or something, you know, unbelievable.
Yeah, well, exactly, because Joe Biden is a mere shell of the incompetent, lying, manipulative, dishonest hack he once was. He is not half the bastard he once was. He is now basically a pair of Depends. And a boat and a tie. And the Democrats are looking around for a way to replace him. Unfortunately, the mean lady from the Department of Motor Vehicles, Kamala Harris, is not that appealing as a replacement. So they're scrambling to see if they can somehow get rid of both of them and put in someone like Gavin Hanson or Pete Buttigieg, you know, some slick, presentable sock puppet for the oligarchy that is actually running our country. We're being run by an oligarchy of like Wall Street, Google, YouTube, and the World Economic Forum. I mean,
And Obama and Valerie Jarrett, you know, that incorporated.
Exactly.
Right?
So all this is happening, and of course, the infrastructure is well established with the deep state that even Donald Trump realized is deeper than he even realized.
Yeah, look what they could do to him while he was president of the United States. Mm-hmm. Is it any surprise that they can imprison peaceful demonstrators on January 6th for more than a year in solitary and goad them to suicide?
Yeah.
I consider the FBI the equivalent of the East German secret police, the Stasi. They are a political police designed to help the regime keep itself in power. They're an un-American, anti-American organization. I think the FBI is more of a threat than Al-Qaeda or ISIS or any foreign enemy, because they are targeting us here at home. I just read a story. There was a January 6th guy. He didn't even go to the Capitol. He didn't break any laws. But because he was friends with some of the people who were inside the Capitol, the FBI put a wire on his son and sent his son to eat meals with the father to record him to see if they could catch him saying anything that they considered treasonous. Does this sound like America to you, or Stalin's Russia?
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's out of control. And meanwhile, they don't want to do anything about Hunter Biden. I mean, Senator Grassley called him out, said that you guys are slow walking. You're doing everything you can, to impede the investigation, which is nothing on this. And every week something pops up new out of Hunter Biden's laptop.
Exactly.
It's amazing to me. But like you said, this is the America. This is Biden's America that we're living in right now. And, it's gotten so bad, John, as what you insinuated here just a moment ago. You know, the Democrats are jumping ship. I mean, nobody wants Biden to come out and campaign with them. They're not supporting him. I mean, leaders within the Democratic Party saying if he runs for 2024, he doesn't have my endorsement.
My fear is that the Democrats are trying to get us into a real war with either Russia or China. They don't really care. Mm-hmm. So that they can either cheat, steal the midterm elections, or at worst, dumb Republicans will say, oh, it's divisive. We can't investigate Hunter Biden while we're at war. We can't undermine national patriotic unity by investigating what the FBI did over Gretchen Whitmer. We have to rally together and do whatever the former Joe Biden says, because we're in a war that he got us into. I do not put that past the Democrats. Let's remember, World War I was started because the Russian government was afraid it was going to collapse, and they thought a war would help the regime stay in power. The Austrian government thought the same thing. So you had two weak regimes that were afraid of collapse, each betting all their chips on a war. It's like two teenagers playing chicken, except they're driving school buses with millions of people in them.
Exactly. Got to go to break. More from Dr. John Zemarek after this.
Hey folks, here's great news for active aging seniors. The Kanega Watch, the only medical alert smartwatch with built-in fall detection. Yeah, the Kanega Watch is much different than the other guys. It's a stylish, discreet watch you can wear all the time. Get help through the watch in one of three ways. Your voice, pushing the watch's alert button, or have the fall detection connect you to a U.S.-based 24/7 monitoring center who'll speak to you through your watch and can send help to your GPS location nationwide. And get this, it can do that even if you're not responsive. This is true 24/7 peace of mind for you and those that love you. Order your Kanega watch with a full refund 30-day trial period. Call now, 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
This report is sponsored by Amazon. Back to school season is upon us. With a number of preparations underway for the whole family, cut back on time and money spent with an Amazon Prime membership. Take advantage of exclusive deals and convenient, fast, free delivery options on essentials like school supplies, groceries for school lunches, and more. That's not all. With Prime Reading, families can access more than 3,000 books and magazines, including free educational content. As a study break, you can also enjoy unlimited access to award-winning movies, series, and live sports with Prime Video, or ad-free listening of 2 million songs, thousands of stations and playlists, and thousands of podcasts with Amazon Music. Best of all, Amazon offers a discounted Prime membership option for qualifying government assistance recipients, including SNAP, EBT, and Medicaid, giving families access to all of Prime's benefits at just half the cost of a regular membership. To learn more about the discounted option, visit Amazon.com/qualify now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
John, what are you doing?
Get in my car.
So why are you walking to work?
Thanks, man. It's these insanely high gas prices. They're draining my bank account. I can't afford to drive anymore.
Dude, don't walk. Just do what I do, because I never pay full price for gas anymore. I use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Oh, wait. You're telling me you get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
Make around $200.
Wow, that's serious cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PAID for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's promo code PAID. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PAID for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PAID for a $5 bonus.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
Welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, conversation with Dr. John Zemarek continues. He's a senior editor at Stream.org. Talking about the brew that you wrote about, this is really brain bruising to those on the left. They want to do everything they can to cancel Trump, make him inconsequential, but clearly Trump's endorsement continues to knock him out of the park, right?
Yeah, as I said, in the Republican Party, Trump is the bouncer.
Yeah, I like that. I like that.
He's the one who kicks people out. I would prefer Ron DeSantis for president in 2024, but if Trump wants the nomination, it's going to be his. And if he becomes president, I think he'll do a good job as long as he stops trusting the rhinos.
Exactly.
And stops letting people like Mike Pence or Mitt Romney or Nikki Haley or Matt Schlapp. I mean, most of the people he appointed were terrible. Most of the people he trusted betrayed him. Is he capable of learning from that experience and learning to think a little bit more like Michael Corleone in The Godfather and not so much like Raymond on Everybody Loves Raymond?
Oh, my gosh, the picture that just came to mind. But you're exactly right, John. I mean, you know, Trump is a smart guy. He's not dumb, but I think that he underestimated, as we talked about earlier, the depth of the deep state. And you're right. He trusted the wrong people. But he should be all the wiser. But you can't expect somebody to come into the fray. He didn't go into the waiting pool of politics. He went into the deep end of the politics.
But he thought that he could bring people together. together. Remember him talking to Leslie Stahl after the election? I'm not going to prosecute Hillary Clinton. They're good people. I don't want to hurt them. I hope he's over that, okay?
Yeah.
Well, Trump, after 4 years of being treated like he was literally Hitler, I hope Donald Trump is over giving a damn what American elites think about him. You know, he needs to realize, this is something I realized when I was a sophomore at Yale. It used to upset me. Look at this beautiful school, this beautiful Western culture, and all these leftists are poisoning it for me. Then I realized it's theirs. They've already taken over everything. It's their punch bowl. I'm going to be the turd in the punch bowl. Trump needs to be the turd and embrace it.
Exactly.
Float there, ruining it for the left, because his very existence and his supporters, the fact that half the country is revolted and disgusted and full of rage at what the left is trying to do to us, they can't stand it. If you remember, when the people voted wrong in 2016, the left is howling at the sky.
Yeah.
That's because they thought that Obama was going to be president for life. And if he couldn't officially be president for life and maybe sit on a peacock throne wearing a leopard skin hat like some African dictator, at least he could appoint his successor in the form of Hillary Clinton. They thought he had fundamentally transformed America as he promised, and that we were now one giant Belgium where the army is unionized and goes on strike. When the people voted in Trump, the left felt betrayed. They were outraged. They thought competitive politics in America were over, that we'd had one man, one vote, one time, and that they had a permanent oligarchy after Obama. And when Trump pushed back on behalf of the American people, the left cracked down. They cracked down hard, and they're still cracking down.
Exactly. But the power of the message and the power of the people is still evident, John. That's what they underestimate, is the people are not as dumb as they think. You know, they have spent a lot of money trying to propagandize the American people, control the narrative. You know, just like, all these things that are going on right now that we have. We're not in a recession. We're in a technical recession. Honey, you're not pregnant. You're just technically pregnant. I mean, come on. This is absurd.
The southern border is not fully open, but anyone who wants to can come in, including hundreds of terrorists on watch lists.
Yes, and Donald Trump, in his way of communicating with the people and understanding the problem, he simplifies the message. He hits it right on target each time that it touches the hearts of the American people. And here he is, you know, he's not the president, but he's still doing rallies. He's got thousands of people showing up. The guy's still a rock star, you know, and as much as I'm in Florida, and as much as I appreciate our governor here, DeSantis, I don't think DeSantis, has the gravitas and the power and force that Donald Trump does. And I think that DeSantis is realistic about that as well. I mean, you've got to look at what he can, what Donald Trump can generate. And it's a matter of conservatives and everybody else, maybe getting it straight in their mind that, that Donald Trump is our Obi-Wan Kenobi, that he's the one that can make us energy independent again. He's the one that can, get people back to work and happy again. He's the one that will right the wrong that Obama and Biden did to us in our national security and our southern border.
Yeah, it's just, I think Trump will run again, and I think he will win, and I pray that he is sobered and chastened by the last 6 years. When Brett Kavanaugh was nominated for the Supreme Court, I was pessimistic because he had been in the Bush machine. He was friends with Anthony Kennedy. He was what my mother used to call lace curtain Irish. That's Irish who want to straighten their hair and look like Episcopalian.
We love the wisdom of our mothers, don't we? Go ahead.
But my mother was Shanty Irish. They don't give a damn what anyone thinks, okay?
Right.
My mother's favorite phrase was, does he pay my rent? No, then I don't care what he thinks. And that's always been my attitude. I'm Shanty Irish. When they accused Brett Kavanaugh falsely of rape, then he was accused of running a rape gang. that serially raped dozens of underage girls, all because they thought he might vote wrong on killing babies. I think it toughened him up. It changed him. I think what happened to Clarence Thomas changed him.
Exactly.
Both of them got to see just how evil the left is. And it took away the temptation to be like Justice Roberts, which is to sell us out a little bit at a time in return for people writing nice puff pieces about him in the Washington Post.
Yeah, exactly. Well, getting back to this, to the primaries this week, what was the takeaway that, you know, I mean, certainly a lot of brain bruising of those on the left and Democrats that believe that, you know, Trump would be inconsequential. But, you know, clearly, as you said, he's the bouncer of the party.
He needs to do a better job. I mean, he helped pick Mehmet Oz in Pennsylvania. So he makes mistakes. He makes bad calls. So we can't just blindly follow him. We need to push back and tell him, you know, if you're going to be our leader, if we see you steering the bus off a cliff, we're going to kick and scream. But still, he has because Trump is shorthand, okay? Trump is shorthand for not George W. Bush, not the Cheney family, not pointless foreign wars just to make military contractors rich. He's shorthand for actually controlling the border instead of just bringing in as much cheap labor as Republican businessmen want, as actually caring about social issues like unborn life rather than just waving it like a carrot so that we Christian jackasses will pull the cart.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. And, you know, the thing is that's also happening is reality, John, as you write about in talking about these groomers that have taken over our educational, all our schools, and they want to groom our kids. Yeah, go ahead.
It is staggering. The worst, most apocalyptic warnings of social conservatives 10 years ago, it's far worse than that. You need to read Christopher Rufo, his latest piece at City Journal. He documents how in San Diego now, they're using Marxist-inspired queer theory to pervert and groom second and third graders. I want to encourage everybody, the best organization to resist, to fight back against this, is called Mass Resistance. Mass Resistance exists in 50 states. They alone have succeeded in pushing back on these school boards, in stopping these insane curricula, in preventing sex workers from doing sexually charged drag queen shows at children's libraries. Check out Mass Resistance. They deserve a lot more attention than they get. In fact, they're so solid that CPAC wouldn't let them have a table at its convention because the log cabin Republicans objected. So that tells me Mass Resistance is onto something. So I encourage all your listeners, look up Mass Resistance, follow them, help them with their efforts.
Well, John, you imagine they've got the infrastructure. They know where, you know, the skeletons are at. They're already organized, and now you're going to plug in your resources into something that's established that can make a difference right away, because there has to be that sense of urgency. This is how far and how out of the boundaries that, you know, this whole grooming concept and the LGBTQ plus agenda, you know, has been, you know, has taken hold in our schools and the effect it's having on our kids, even at this moment.
You know how I spell that movement? LGBTQ, my name is Legion.
Yes.
Because it is this, when they say there are 47 genders, that's not just mental illness. That's demonic.
Without a doubt. Yeah. And John, real quick, we only have 40 seconds. I wanted to mention, you know, the tragic loss of Representative Jackie Walorski.
Yeah,
I'm
going to
let you wrap that up. I mean, what a heartbreak there.
Yeah, let's pray for her soul and pray for her family and pray that, well, she's in a better place now,
Amen.
You know.
Yeah. Amen. Dr. John Zemarek from Stream.org. Thank you, John. Take care.
Thank
God bless.
You, Bill.
You got it.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.